Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Jameer. How may I help you?
Yes, hi, Junior. Junior, I'm wondering how I might return an item. It was purchased. All I had paid was the shipping cost. I can give you an order number, but it was purchased through doing a survey for Costco's. It was a sample of different things you could choose from, and I was trying what was called a foot massager, ST1, and it was item number EMSF00T01. But anyway, it's to Karen Troop, and I paid $7.95, I think, for shipping, or $7.45 for shipping. And it had come, but it's not working right. I've tried different things. You put a battery into the little device and stick it on this piece, and I'm thinking, well, this is silly to keep this because it just doesn't stay on. It's very strange. It doesn't come with, like, directions. It just it does come with directions, but the directions don't give you enough information is what I guess I'm trying to say. So my question is, how do I go about returning it, and is it worth my returning as far as do I have to pay for shipping to get it back? It has it on here on the UPS. It was sent through the United States Postal Service, but it has returns on, you know, an Akron, Ohio address, and it actually has it on the invoice, the packing slip, too. So that would be my question. Can you help me with that if I give you order number?
If you will, please, ma'am, provide me with the zip code.
Yes, it's 17603-5051 in the U.S.
And you said their first and last name was Karen Troop?
Troop, T-R-O-O-P, like the Army.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, ma'am, so I was able to get that account located for you. May you verify the mailing address for me, ma'am?
Mailing address is 867 Manor Street, Lancaster, Pennsylvania, 17603-5051, U.S.
Okay, yes, ma'am. It looks like here this account was canceled, and it looks like here the company you ordered from, they have a no-return policy.
Oh, really? Oh, okay.
Yes, ma'am. But you said it doesn't work. I can't get a new one reshipped out to you.
Oh, really? Oh.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, if you can do that, that's fine. That I won't have to pay for any shipping, or do I have
Correct.
To pay for shipping again?
You wouldn't have to.
I would not.
Yes, ma'am.
Did you say I would?
You would not.
I would not. Okay. Well, then that's fine. If you can give me a replacement, maybe it'll work. It seemed like a nice thing to have, you know, just to have on the feet and not have to have somebody rubbing your feet, massaging your feet. But anyway, I was just giving it a try, but I didn't have any clue why I couldn't get it to stay lit when it wouldn't. Like, it wouldn't stay on. It just, the lights would go out. It was funny. So, okay, if you want to send me a return, another one, that would be fine.
Yes, ma'am. So, if you will, please hold for me one moment. Let me get it documented and processed, and I'll be right back with you.
All right. Thank you.
Okay, ma'am, that reshipment was successful. We should have that tracking information in the next 48 hours.
Okay.
And
so I could check it on my email address?
They should send you an email regarding the reshipment, but if they don't, you could just give us a call back, I said, in like 72 hours.
Okay, very good.
And we'll be able to give you that tracking information.
Okay, very good. All righty. 72. I want to make a note here.
And this business days, 72 hours.
Call for tracking. Okay, very good. That's fine. That's something that I can be looking out for. Okay, very good. Now, I have a question for you, Junior, because you said about something being canceled. Was that a subscription? Because something something showed up that I was being charged for that I did not ask for.
It was a
$49.97, and I didn't know what it was for. I didn't have any reason to. There was nothing, like when I scrolled down, I won't do this again, but I know I was aware of Costco's, and I just thought, oh, this will be just fun to answer their survey or whatever. And when they offered these choices of an item you could choose, and I just, as I said, chose that foot massager, there was nothing about anything additional that would be charged. It was only for the shipping, the $7.45. So I was wondering about this charge of $49.97. So if the subscription's canceled, if it was a subscription, I don't even know what it was a subscription to, but if that was canceled, that's great, but will I get the return of the monies? Because okay. I don't have any point in spending. That's a lot of money. I don't need to spend that kind of money on.
Yes. So, like you stated, I don't know if you read their terms and conditions or not, but it is not a subscription. That $49.97 was actually charged to you due to the terms and conditions on that survey that you took, which stated that if the account wasn't canceled in the next 48 hours, that you'll be charged the full price for that.
Oh, the full price for the
foot massager.
Oh, yes. That's ridiculous. Oh, my goodness. Yes. See, I didn't see anything there. I mean, there was nothing that I read. You know, you scroll down, there were many choices of things that you could possibly buy, and I picked one, and I went, you know, gave my information as far as where to ship it to, but I don't recall seeing anything. I can't imagine I wouldn't have clicked, agreed to something I was going to be charged $49.97, and I just wasn't aware of this till in calling my credit card people, they alerted me to this, and I didn't know anything about it. And is there any way to have that taken off? Because I really do not want that charge. That was kind of sneaky to say 48 hours. I mean, I hadn't even received the item, and to say that I'd be charged obviously that item is not worth $50, and the foot massager, it's certainly not worth. I wouldn't ever in a store pay that much money for it. So that's what it was. Well, can you possibly, Junior, remove that because of my as I said, I just felt it was kind of sleazy that if that was in there, I never saw it. And I'm pretty savvy at paying attention to things that that come up, but I don't remember ever seeing that. And I think that's kind of tricky of a place to offer you something and say it's free except for shipping, and then to say you're going to be charged if you don't cancel this within 48 hours. I think that's really poor business practice. So what can you do to help me today, Junior?
Okay, yes, ma'am. So give me one second, because the last time you called, which was on the 15th, they wrote some notes down regarding
that. Yeah, because that's right, because they offered me, like, discounts to order something again or something, and I'm just not interested in that. I don't even know this company or anything. Mm-hmm. It was only, as I said, through the Costco's discount store that I was filling out a survey, and I just feel like whoever this is, I was tricked, and I just don't agree with those business practices. And I did say to the person that, well, you know, I'll have to go back to my credit card because I just refute this charge. It's not right to be falsely charged, a 48-hour window when you haven't even received the item that was to come.
So I think they do 48 hours because that's how long it usually takes to get the shipping information.
I didn't receive it till days after that. I mean, it didn't come in 2 days.
Yes, ma'am.
And even then, would I have been mindful to go and say, oh, I don't want this, and quickly go in and change it? There was nothing even in the mailing. There's nothing on this packing slip that says anything about you're being charged anything. And So I wouldn't have known. I absolutely would not have known even how to cancel it within the 48 hours.
Yes, ma'am. So I did hear you say you talked to your credit card company. So did you or are you in an active dispute about those charges?
Yes, Well, I'm going to be. I told them about this, and they said to call you folks first. So they gave me a number that was on the. I haven't actually seen this bill yet. Okay, this has not shown up on my credit card bill. Mm-hmm. It was only because I called and talked with them about something that they mentioned about this charge, and I said, "Oh, I don't even know what that would be for." So then they gave me the reference phone number that was connected to it, which is what I called. And that's how I reached you today and the other person 2 days ago. So I'm not sure, as I said, it wouldn't even shown up on my credit card till this next month, the next cycle. Mm-hmm. So, I'm baffled about it. And they're aware of it, but they said to check with you first. So that's what I was doing.
Okay. So. Yes, ma'am. So I was just trying to be sure because if you was, it looks like here, I guess when you discussed it earlier, they thought you had already filed the dispute.
No, go ahead. Because if I did, what would happen?
Because if you were to file a dispute, we wouldn't be able to touch the account because the bank has it under investigation. So that's why we wouldn't be able to.
Well, that's probably why they recommended that I call you first.
Yes.
And they gave me a name. Is this what it is? It's Rapid Quick Discount Home.
That may be one of our.
Because you're like a third party person.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Well, Junior, what I think happened was when I called, I actually was calling about something else to this credit card, and in talking, the person said, she said there's a charge here, and she mentioned the two charges, one for $7.45 and one for $49.97. And I said, the $7.45 I recognized as the charge for that shipping charge for the foot massager, but I didn't recognize the $49.97. And then she said, she gave me the name and the phone number, and so at that point, I was not disputing it with the credit card. I was they didn't take it on because she said, because the one charge was from the same place, the 745, and that's why she said, check with them first. So it is not in any fraud thing. They haven't moved on that at all. I misunderstood the girl from the other day when I spoke. I misspoke by saying that it was actually, I only learned about the charge because of talking to credit card people, but not, I hadn't taken it to be checked out by them. Now I will pursue that if I can't get help here today with having this rescinded and have it refunded. To you folks, I'm sure, or to the folks who own this, whatever, I'm sure $49.97 is a very small amount, but to me, that is a great amount. And I don't want to just throw money to the wind. So I would really very much appreciate that it would be applied back to my account and taken off.
Yes,
the charge
ma'am.
Would be removed from my credit card.
Yes, ma'am. So I got that refunded back to you. You should see
you
that.
Did?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
You should see that in the next 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, excellent.
And that should be no later than next Thursday on the
24th. Perfect. So, Well, I thank you, Junior. That is a wonderful help. You've been so helpful. And maybe that's where the other person was coming from, thinking that I had already put it into a fraud dispute thing. And I had not. I didn't have that clarity when she asked me that. So it was only learned through the credit card people. So thank you. So
you're
have
welcome,
refunded that.
Mm-hmm.
That $49.97, and I am very grateful. Okay. All right. I will keep a lookout on my statements about that.
Okay. Yes,
and super. Okay. Well, thank you, sir. I do appreciate your help.
You're
and
welcome,
and also, you said about that resending that other the item to see if I can have one that works, and that would be also helpful. Okay. Well, thank you, Junior. I feel like you've made these things right, and I'm very appreciative.
Yes,
so,
ma'am.
Thank
and
you
I thank
so
you
much.
For calling us today. You have a great rest of your day, ma'am.
Thank you. You too. All right. Have a good evening. Bye now.
Thank you. Bye-bye.